We've got to get, the calls have kept us from covering a little information we wanted to cover. I live in the city of Scottsdale. I have since 1966. Someone actually asked me to run for mayor the other day. They're asking us to save 5% off of our water bill. We are now entered into Tier 1 rationing from the Colorado River Water Supply, Central Arizona Project. That we were always told that was going to not primarily affect residential users. Tier 1, we would probably hardly even know we were in it. But City of Scottsdale is asking us, hey, let's all see if we can't save 5%. Average consumption of water for an Arizona resident is about 150 gallons a day. 70% of that is your outside landscaping. So out of your 150 you use a day, over 100 is outside landscaping. You personally only are requiring about 45 gallons. If we could save 5%, and if we're going to save 5%, I would tell you, take a look at your irrigation scheme. There's 5% you could save really, really easy.
Yes, especially if you've got, you know, summer Bermuda grass. That is probably the number one water violator that I think everyone would agree with.
I'm glad you brought that out. AMWA, on their website, list every city that is paying you to take summer lawn out. The city will actually give you a credit. In Scottsdale, it's $1 a foot up to 5,000 square feet.
And you have to be careful with that because it depends on what you're putting over the top of it.
Oh, yeah,
you know, not every landscape is approved for the rebate.
True.
So make sure you understand all the rules before you just say, hey, I quit watering my lawn, pay me. And, well, it doesn't quite work that way. But you can, on Rosie on the House and the Quick Links, we've got a reduce, reuse, recycle water link that you can go there, get that AMWA link, find your local municipality and figure it out. We've also pulled some of Water Uses Wisely, 200 ideas for saving water. We pulled some of our favorites there. Some of them are so minor, you think, what? Well, you know, really, does that even qualify? But you know, just being aware of it might change your habit just slightly enough that, you know, it does add up. And one thing I do want to mention, because it's, you know, they keep talking about Central Arizona has its water supply cut by 30%. Yes, that is true, but no one ever finishes the story. They weren't taking 100% of the water they were allocated to begin with.
Right.
They get about 1.5 million acre feet. They were only using about 1.3. So really, they're only cutting about, you know, it's less than 20.
Actual usage.
Yes. Is a lot less than they report. And that drives me nuts because it's just not, it's only telling half truth.
Let's not panic anybody. Arizona's actually in pretty good shape compared to other Western states. But stop and think about this. Let's say there's 7 million people in Arizona. Let's say 8 million people, okay? If we could all save 10%, we would have enough water for another almost 1 million people without using any more water than we're currently using. As a matter of fact, Arizona uses about the same amount of water today as we used with 1.5 million people back in the mid-50s. Is that incredible? So let's be responsible in our water consumption. Those other 800,000 people are coming, whether you like it or not. They're coming. Let's all do our part to welcome them as the good neighbors we're teaching you to be here at Rosie on the House.